I'm Chris Hine with the Wednesday Music Roundup here on KMUW. And added to the annual explosion of Best of the Year lists, there now exists a variety of Best of the Year books. The standard bearer is the popular and ever-growing Best American series, which began with short stories back in 1915 and has expanded to include science, travel, mysteries, my personal favorite, essays, and most recently, comics. Along similar lines and celebrating its 10th anniversary is the Best Music Writing series. Like the Best American series, this one, too, relies on a guest editor who clearly influences, for better or worse, the shape and tone of each collection. Best Music Writing 2009 was edited by Grail Marcus, longtime Rolling Stone contributor and author of such highly regarded books as Mystery Train and Lipstick Traces. Marcus, like anyone who spent a good four decades sifting through the flotsam and jetsam in the sea of popular music, increasingly finds himself drawn to what is new, odd, or different from anything he's seen before, and he's seen a lot. And that makes this edition one of the quirkier collections in the series, which is not necessarily a bad thing. Witness Paul Ford's six-word reviews of 763 South by Southwest MP3s K through S, a mere half-tweet per band, among them such gems as Haunting Yes, But Haunting Like Casper, Oh Great, They're Yowling Like Cats, and Sparrows Playing Claves While They Chirp, the names left out here to protect the guilty. There are some deeper rewards as well. Anyone who's seen songwriter Roseanne Cash's pieces in the New York Times or her now-defunct blog, Mrs. L's Monthly, knows what a perceptive and winning prose writer she is. And Vanessa Grigoratis's queasy look back at the Britney brouhaha is a powerful indictment of a celebrity-obsessed culture and the toll it takes on everyone. Even with Marcus's oddball choices and the lack of musical diversity endemic to the series, this, like past editions, leaves you with a better understanding of some of the main currents in popular music and the deeper significance it may hold. So the 2009 edition is worth checking out, if only to find out who that was yowling like cats so you don't mistakenly download any of their music.